Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen joining me on the line here for the Sumner Sesquicentennial that's happening this weekend. I have Stacy Schroeder joining me. Stacy, thanks for joining me.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Glad to get in touch with you and talk about the Sumner Sesquicentennial. Hard to believe, 150 years.
Yes, it is our 150th birthday. We've been celebrating so far all year with fun different events and activities hosted by our local business owners. And so we are kind of at the day of Sumner Days, and we're excited it's this weekend.
So let's go down the list and see what's happening for this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. So we kick off on Thursday at 4 o'clock at our aquatic center. We have a pool party. She's got some fun games up there planned. There's a cardboard regatta. There's a watermelon eating contest, who can make the biggest splash contest, kind of all that fun stuff. And then at dusk is our parade of lights featuring local police, fire, and EMS. The first lap that they will be doing will be in honor of those fallen, and then the second lap will be with full sounds, lights, sirens, all the fun. That route can be found on our Facebook page.
Yep, so definitely line up, get ready for that one as we get along to day number two here on Friday. What's going on there?
On Friday, so sidewalk sales kick off in the morning at 10 o'clock with our Sumner businesses. That night, we're excited to kind of get everything started ceremonially. The kitty parade is at 5 o'clock, line up at our green space, and the kiddos will ride down to Cub Park, where we'll have opening ceremonies, honor guard, raising of the flag, our royalty, and we're also recognizing some past royalty, so that's pretty cool. Then we will start with food and drink vendors in the park. And from 7 to 9 p.m., we have the New Horizons Band. That's a 80-piece orchestra that will be featured down at Cub Park. So we're excited about that, too.
Speaking with Stacy Schroeder here for the Sumner Sesquicentennial that's happening this weekend in Sumner here at 95.1 The Bull. Before we move along to day three, I noticed on your flyer there's what's called a moving wall. Could you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. So that is that will actually start on Thursday. The Vietnam Veterans Moving Wall is being hosted in Sumner this year. That will be held from the 14th to the 18th, and that is at City Park. And they also have a Facebook page where we can get more information about their daily events and the recognition that they will be doing for veterans from Iowa.
All right, we'll definitely follow up on that. Now we're along to Saturday, July 16th, day number three, Stacy.
So this is the big day. This is the day of the parade. We've got vendors going in the green space downtown. Most of our events will all be held at Cub Park, right off of Wapsie Street in Sumner. There's free games, carnival-type games. We have a volleyball tournament and a kickball tournament that we're still looking for teams to sign up for. There's a petting zoo, the sanctioned kitty tractor pull, and with that, the bounce houses, the obstacle course, climbing wall, kind of all that fun. Food and drinks, of course, will be available at 3 p.m. We're going to do some family feud, so get your five-person teams ready. From 5 to 8, we'll have live music by Elvis and Sons, and then our headliner at 9 will be Wild Card. We'll take a little break for fireworks at 10, and then Wild Card will finish out the night until 1 a.m.
And if you haven't seen Wild Card, we actually had them part of our Corn Country Fest in Waterloo, and I hear they do a little bit of everything. They do country, they do rock and roll, a little bit of everything for all ages there, so it's going to be a fun night with those guys.
Yes, absolutely. They are a good time. We've had them in Sumner before for the Sumner Fire Department's birthday celebration, and we had them back, so we're excited to have them.
Excellent. Stacy Schroeder here on The Bull, talking about the Sumner Sesquicentennial. We're not done yet. We've got the final day Sunday, July 17th. Stacy, let's talk about that.
Yes, so we have our community breakfast at the Legion from 8 to 11 a.m. Community church service will be at City Park in conjunction with the Veterans Moving Wall at 11 a.m. And then our car show starts at noon at the high school. So that'll be kind of rounding out the Sunday festivities.
Excellent. Lots of stuff to see and do in Sumner for the sesquicentennial. More information, Stacy, how can we learn more?
So we can go to the mysumneriowa.com. That is the City of Sumner's Facebook or webpage, excuse me, and all of the information is on there. We do also have our Facebook page, Sumner Sesquicentennial, and we also have an email, sumner150th@gmail.com.
Excellent. Stacy, thanks a lot for joining me today and sharing all the information we need to know about Sumner Sesquicentennial happening this weekend. We'll make sure to get that posted on our website at 951thebull.com. So, Stacy, thanks a lot for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you all this weekend.